This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil, right and wrong.
Virginia's Democrat governor, Mr. Northam, is trying to sign into law a bill similar to the one that passed New York that allows them to keep babies alive after they're born so they can harvest their organs. That's really what's going on here, and we've laid out all the proof. In the last few segments, it really is totally out of control, completely evil. And he started out defending Democrats introducing the bill, saying they can kill babies up to the time they're born, even if they're coming out of their mother. He said, oh, no, we humanely keep the little buggers alive before we suck all their goodies out. So this is the most nightmare, satanic evil hidden in plain view in front of everybody. And so that's your rest of the story. It's not just post-birth abortion legal in New York, about to be in Virginia. It's why are they doing it? And it's for organ harvesting on record. Think about that, America. If we won't stand up against that, what will we stand up against? I mean, it's already in the news that all the major iPhones and droids are watching and listening to you. The Samsung TVs are doing the same thing. And now there's new, quote, security holes. In the iCloud, let anyone get into your stuff. It's designed by a criminal class to rape and abuse you. And to get rid of all defenses, all privacy, where everything is open for the globalists to feed on you. So stand up. Reclaim your instincts, your common sense, your life force. And ask Jesus Christ in your heart and stand against these devils. And realize InfoWars is under attack. Because we carry the light in the dark of the night to resist these people. All right, you know I'm sick of Russiagate because it's such a fraud. And there's been no charges for any real collusion with Russians. It's made up. It's a smokescreen for Mueller and Hillary and all them on the Russian payroll. But Roger Stone has tried to have two press conferences when he was released in Florida, when he was arraigned this week in D.C. And they've shouted him down. He's been unable to speak both times. So he's got the J.W. Marriott. In D.C., and Owen Schroyer's there. We're going to have that live feed coming up in the next segment. There's a lot of media already there. We'll see if we rented a hall and have our own security and their security, if it could even happen in America. The live feed is watch live. Roger Stone holds major press conference in D.C. I will not be silenced, he says. Very important what they're about to break down on so many fronts. And he hasn't been able to speak yet at a press conference, so we'll see if it happens. This is the live radio / TV feed. We'll have breaks. We'll have it all. But as soon as they go live, at about 10 after, they think, this one about 7 minutes, we'll post a live feed box commercial-free so that if you want to watch it without Alex Jones commentary or ads, or if Drudge wants to link to it or whoever wants to, that'll be up, that link, live. And then we'll also have our feed as well. You know, I thought we had a lot of feeds last week, or I guess earlier this week. I guess it was last Friday now. When Stone came out of the courthouse in Florida, we had 5,000 people a second IP addresses hitting the servers. We have some of the biggest companies in the country. 5,000 a second. It was 2 million coming in every couple minutes, and it actually crashed the servers for about an hour. So he was unable to have that press conference out there, but he talked for 20 minutes with us beforehand, but that crashed. So if Drudge does link to us, who knows what will happen this time. But that was a big story because the whole press was waiting. They wanted to hear from Stone. They gave us the exclusive first. But he never got in his press conferences. So we'll see what happens here in like 5 minutes now with these live feeds at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Hell, the leftists may just go into the feeds we've got on Twitter and Facebook and kill those, you know, because we're not allowed to, when you get indicted, to have a say, you know. Don't say, hey, learn the code either. Twitter will ban you for that as well. You do what Silicon Valley says when they say it, or we'll throw yourself in an electronic gulag.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, let's go live to Washington, D.C. in the JW Marriott, where Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone are attempting to give a live press conference. The last two press conferences on the streets of Florida and on the streets of D.C. have been shut down by Antifa and leftist anti-free speech folks who want to silence people they're trying to put in prison and not just take their personal physical freedom away, but also take their speech away. So let's go to Owen Schroyer, preparing to introduce Roger Stone right now.
Numerous media inquiries, and it's almost been impossible for us to sleep through this endeavor. Now, anybody who saw the FBI raid on Roger Stone's house knows that it was clear to me, beyond a reasonable doubt, that somehow CNN got a leak. And now you have congressmen calling for an investigation into that. You've also seen a lot of violence against Trump supporters and a lot of threats, as I said, against Roger Stone. So now we have to walk around with increased security. In fact, there are a lot of people doubting a story that I was sexually harassed in Washington, D.C. by a Women's March protester marching against sexual harassment, sexually harassed me. People are doubting that story, saying it's fake news. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give out this individual's name, and I'm begging, unlike people on the left, unlike what you did to the Covington Catholic high school boys, and unlike what you've done to Roger Stone, I hope that you would not dox this woman and you would leave her alone. But Isabel O'Shaughnessy was arrested for sexually assaulting me. Okay? Also, yesterday, I had a man try to rub spit in my eye. And this is all thanks to the lies in the mainstream media. And now they're trying to destroy an innocent man, Roger Stone. And I'm just in a disbelief at how Roger has been able to keep his composure and maintain his energy throughout all of this. Now, I hope that he gets fair treatment here today, unlike what he has received this entire week, and unlike what he has received since this political witch hunt has began against him. Now, again, all of you came out here for one reason. You want the Roger Stone story. But how many of you actually care about an innocent man getting out of the grips of a rogue prosecutor? I'm wondering if any of you do. You were more obsessed with getting your shot than getting the truth out about Roger Stone at a press conference that you didn't pay a dime to be at, and you're begging for Roger to give you any quote all day long. So I just ask you, do you care that an innocent man is being politically persecuted right now? Or do you just care about your own ratings? Is that why you lie about President Trump? Is that why you lie about Trump supporters? Is that why you lie about Roger Stone? So Roger is going to step up here, and he is going to provide an opening statement, and then we are going to take questions. But I know that some of you had to reach out to your corporate overlords and ask if you're even going to be allowed to air this press conference because there's an InfoWars mic flag sitting on the podium. Well, I hope that triggers you. And I hope that you realize that in media, you should be standing up for free speech. And in America, you should be standing up for justice, not a political persecution against an innocent man where they're trying to destroy his life and he has to deal with death threats every day. So without further ado, here is Roger Stone.
Thank you, Owen. First of all, as a veteran of 50 years in American politics, I understand that you cannot brand every member of the media with the same brush. And therefore, there are honest reporters in this room. There are capable, honest reporters in this room who are just trying to do their job and get the facts. And there are others who do not meet that criteria. So let's be clear, I do not regard the press or the media as the enemy. I regard some members of the press and the media as the enemy. That said, I wanted the opportunity to make a statement outside the courthouse the other day. That was obviously physically impossible given the pushing, the shoving, the shouting, the spitting. I felt kind of like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas in 1958. I want to say, to begin with, that as I think most of you know, I have pled not guilty to the charges against me. I stress that these are all after-the-fact process crimes, and I am not accused of a Russian collusion. I am not accused of collaboration with WikiLeaks. I am not accused of conspiracy. There is no evidence or accusation that I knew in advance about the source or content of the WikiLeaks materials, be that allegedly hacked material or allegedly stolen material. The allegation that I was less than truthful to the House Intelligence Committee to cover up what underlying crime? There is no underlying crime, and therefore any honest mistake I made in memory would be both immaterial and lacking intent. I do intend to vigorously contest these charges. I will mount as vigorous a defense as I can. I am heartened that Senator Graham and also some Republican members of the House are looking into the manner in which I was arrested. I think, as most of you know, at 5:50 a.m., 29 federal agents, FBI agents, both men and women, arrived in my home wearing full SWAT gear, night vision goggles, brandishing assault weapons, sidearms, and they had a device that is generally used for battering down a door when somebody refuses to open it. There were 17 vehicles in the front yard, two of them armored. There was a helicopter overhead. I live on a canal. There were two amphibious units in the water. My house was completely surrounded by armed agents covering every exit. I have no prior criminal record. I'm accused of nonviolent process crimes. I do not own a gun. There was no guns in the house. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I do not own a firearm. I do not own a valid passport, with the caveat that it may have expired within the last 3 days. I don't know because it was seized by the FBI. I was not read my Miranda rights. I was brought out of the house. I was handcuffed. I was standing in the street wearing a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, which is what I slept in. You can get those at 1776.shop. The proceeds go to my legal defense fund, wearing a pair of cut-off sweatpants, no shoes. My wife, who is hearing impaired, was rousted from the house. She was made to stand next to me wearing a nightgown and barefooted. Oh my God. The agents were professional and they were courteous once I was in custody.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Complaint about their
listeners have all heard this before because this is the place he doesn't get censored. But when we come back, he'll still be speaking, but he's going to go to questions. And I'm told there's like 50 news cameras there by Owen and others. We may get him to turn our live feed camera around so you can see that. So he's getting his First Amendment that he's been denied so far. We've had the corporate press calling for him to be gagged. This judge that seems to handle all the Mueller cases, has gagged people in the past. So we'll see what happens on Friday when he is before her. When we come back, we'll have more of Roger and then the press conference itself when they go to those questions. We're doing this again so that they cannot shut down free speech and so we can actually be heard. And you heard Roger talking about his defense, and he's got his criminal thing that can cost $2 million, and that's great. We support Roger, and he works here, he's paid. We can't allow that to overshadow the fact that I have a 10 times the bill just with my lawsuits and attacks for the mothership InfoWars to stay afloat. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get some of the incredible products, some of the amazing supplements, and our new flagship product that I believe will become the world's best-selling energy powder. It's beyond energy powder, and that's TurboForce.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the syndicated radio / TV program dreaded by the globalists, dreaded by the communists, by radical Islam, by the pedophile rings, by Hollywood. And Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone are having a press conference because they shut down his last two in Florida and D.C. when he got released from jail and when he got arraigned Tuesday. And so we're covering all of that right now. Again, why is this broadcast so vital? No one's going to point out they're passing laws written by Big Pharma to be able to harvest organs of children. That's why they want to keep babies alive after they're born, because that's where they're weak in these partial birth abortion suits, is because they've been caught doing it. That's why we're valuable. That's why InfoWars is important. That's the type of stuff we break. Now, Roger Stone just went to questions. My question is, what does Trump need to do to stand up against this? Talk about all that, but let's see what Roger's... he just went to questions. Let's go to Roger Stone live in D.C.
The problem where he really sees it is on the witness tampering, because even if you were joking, if the witness perceived it as intimidation, that's a problem.
But the witness also intimidated me. The witness, first of all, perjured himself before the grand jury about being the source of the content in the October release date of the WikiLeaks material. When I released over 30 pages of text messages proving that, very, very few media outlets reported that. They all reported his denials. MSNBC reported them almost in a serial nature, but virtually nobody reported my production of proof. Secondarily, the same man threatened to put a bullet in the head of one of the other exculpatory witnesses before Mr. Mueller's probe. That was reported by the Daily Caller. Additionally, he threatened to have a woman falsely accuse me of sexual assault. So he hasn't been indicted for perjury. He hasn't been indicted for witness intimidation or witness tampering.
You're talking about Randy Credico.
I also would suggest that any attorney who makes pronunciations about this indictment without reading all 4.5 hours of my testimony to see the questions in context, or to see the emails and text messages surrounding those that are highlighted by the government, doesn't really understand the situation, and it would be irresponsible to draw conclusions. I'm represented by Bruce Rogow, Grant Smith, Robert Bushell, and Tara Campion. They are excellent attorneys. Mr. Rogow has argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on 11 occasions. He is a noted First Amendment civil and criminal attorney. He believes that this indictment is flawed.
Roger,
yes.
You actually said you won't bear false witness against the president.
Okay,
does that mean that you are ruling out cooperating with Robert Mueller?
This is a question that I will have to refer to my lawyers ultimately. All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth about any matter that I have knowledge of. I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States, including Russian collusion. So when I first said I won't testify against the President, some of you said, aha, you see, it's a cover-up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I will not make up stories. I will not bear false witness. I will not say things
not
that are not true.
Make it up.
I will tell the truth.
I can't say, like Giuliani said, that nobody ever did.
I have not.
You have not talked to him.
I have not.
Hasn't been found, though.
Special counsel's latest filing, it says the evidence against you is voluminous and complex. Does that scare you at all?
My attorneys have agreed to that. It is so voluminous and complex that a speedy trial is literally impossible. So we stipulated to that in the hearing before the magistrate, and both parties agreed to that.
Do you think the hack of the DNC was a good thing for America?
I think the hack of the DNC is an accusation that is unproven in any court of law in the United States.
It's a downloaded term.
It is an assertion. But there is substantial forensic evidence that may never have been hacked at all. So I understand the credibility of those making that charge, but it is unproven in court.
What do you think
of
this?
At
least the acknowledgement of the media. So the basis of the premise probe, the Russia probe, what the dossier says is that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to hack the DNC server. That's never been proved by the FBI.
Or anyone else.
And Senator Brazil said that the DNC destroyed the server, hired a private cybersecurity firm, Crowd.
Sounds like a Sandra Fairbanks.
Replicas of what was on the server, and that's the basis of the probe. Do you think that the acting attorney general should be looking into why the DNC destroyed its server, which is, like I said, the basis of this whole Russia investigation?
Well, we don't know whether they have destroyed their server. We do know I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee, and my attorneys in that action have sent a spoliation letter demanding that the server be maintained and preserved so that it can be inspected, and we can get to the bottom of the question as to whether the DNC
was
ever hacked at all by anyone. Maybe you should be standing
up. And you're hacked. Show people.
Yes, sir.
I know that any number of defense attorneys would caution their clients against speaking in a situation like this. By the time your trial happens, months, perhaps even years from now, circumstances will have changed. You may come to regret some things that you're now saying. You may come to regret some of the associations, such as InfoWars, which you now have. What kind of advice are you getting from your attorneys about this? Why are you speaking like this?
Well, first of all, if you've read my book, Stone's Rules, which I highly commend, I believe that in the current atmosphere, when one is accused of wrongdoing and one has no response, either is not available or doesn't comment, there is a presumption of guilt that perhaps is unfair but very real. I know what I did. I know what I didn't do. I know the facts of the case. I don't think I said anything today that I will regret. It will be obviously said with greater documentation in court in due time. As far as InfoWars is concerned, it's a media outlet. It's a network. I don't subscribe to everything Alex Jones says. Alex Jones doesn't subscribe to everything that I say. I'm probably a bit more libertarian than he is. We have many talented people there. But it is a perfectly reputable platform. I'm responsible for the things that I say. I agree with Alex Jones on a number of things. I'm a nationalist. He's a nationalist. We believe in American sovereignty. We believe in American exceptionalism. I'm grateful to them for hosting this, because otherwise I'd have no reasonable forum in which I can answer your questions. My cell phone is the only electronic device that I still have, which was restored to me by the FBI. I'm 400 messages behind from reporters wanting to ask me questions, so this was the most efficient way to do so.
Roger, if you take yourself out of the equation and you just look at the broad scope of this, how do you explain the fact that Manafort, Flynn, Cohen, Papadopoulos' case, all have been found guilty of lying and all about one issue, which is Russia?
I'm not sure I agree with that formulation. They were accused of that. I'm not any of them. I can only speak
none
to my own case,
Russia.
And I am not guilty.
Roger, are you ready tomorrow for Judge Jackson to give you a gag order?
That's certainly a possibility. We'll deal with that when it comes. I would point out that I make a living writing and speaking about politics. I would hope that the court would take that into consideration. Obviously, the government has not made a motion for that as of today that we're aware of. It would require
a
hearing, as I understand it. Obviously, I will.
RudgeReport.com is linked to us right in the middle column, and we've got live feeds there that are uninterrupted by me or radio breaks. I'm sure radio stations understand this. It's important. We got to get it out. So watch live. Roger Stone holds major press conference in D.C. I will not be silent. The raw feed, commercial-free, is on DrudgeReport.com. Go share that link. DrudgeReport.com, DrudgeReport.com, so he can actually get heard. This is powerful. He's going to address the president.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I had the idea of the NEVA press conference at the Trump Hotel. And I'll give you inside baseball. Trump Hotel, where we stay when we go there, because it's a nice hotel. Voted the best in D.C., my Trump advisor. The managers there say, we don't want you here. By the way, I've been there at Trump Hotel with CNNs on both TV channels at the bar. Something's going on with his people. And so I'm telling them, keep the press conference going. Bring up what Trump needs to do to challenge the deep state, the war on the press, and how the Clintons and Mueller and others are connected to Russiagate. State all those points at the press conference and state the questions because we can't hear them. But during the break, I'm talking to Owen. We'll see if he gets the message to Roger. Let's go to them live right now with a censored press conference. Three's the charm. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com linking to it. Here it is.
And the illicit infiltration of his campaign by the FBI. He should direct his attorney general, either the acting attorney general or his new attorney general, to do that. He has that authority. I also think he should declassify the documents surrounding the FISA warrants and find out whether there are additional FISA warrants, as I believe they are. And it is well known that Mr. Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney who was aware of bribes by the Russian energy company, but approved the Uranium One deal anyway. And Mr. Mueller was the man who took the uranium samples to Stockholm for inspection by the Russians as a condition of closing the deal. I think these are legitimate issues that should be investigated by the Justice Department.
What should the president do about the war on the media?
Well, in my opinion, he should direct the Justice Department to enact antitrust action to stop the racketeering of the big tech companies that would censor some of us but not others. When I see Jerry Nadler sit in the Google hearing before the House Judiciary Committee and say censorship of conservatives by Google is a conspiracy theory, that's not true. We have internal memos, we have internal videos from Google, we have extensive proof that that is a willful strategy by those companies to believe that everybody banned InfoWars on the same day but they never spoke to each other, which would be collusion, is just not credible. I think Mr. Cook should be under oath. I saw Mr. Pai under oath. He perjured himself again and again and again. China? Where's China? I don't even know. I couldn't even find China on a map. We're not doing business in China. That's a lie. Or the Google app does not allow you to track the whereabouts of a person. That's a lie as well. There were numerous lies told that day, but he has not been indicted for being less than truthful. No decision's been made on that. That would be wildly premature. It's a question you could address to my lawyers, but I don't think they could answer it at this time.
Roger, the president tweeted out this week that you work for him nowhere near the end of your life. Did you read anything into that, or should we?
Well, it's technically true. I left the campaign in August of 2015 because I believed I could be a more effective advocate for his election operating on my own, and I did so. I wrote The Clinton's War on Women, which I think is the definitive work on the entire public record of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I commend it to you if you haven't read it. But no, I don't. I don't take any reading of that whatsoever.
Is there any change in your relationship that you've had with him over a period of months?
Well, I think you have to recognize that based on the advice of both his lawyers and my lawyers, we have not spoken in some time. But I have great affection for the president and his family. He attended my wedding right in the Willard Hotel next door. I attended his wedding to Melania, also his wedding to Marla Maples. I've known Melania, the First Lady of the United States, since 1999. She's a wonderful person. I'm a strong supporter of his agenda. I've also been critical. I think we should be out of Syria now. I think we should be out of Afghanistan now. I think we should be out of Iraq now. Iran is a non-interventionist. I believe he actually agrees with me, and I hope that he is moving towards that. But his record on the economy, I think, is extraordinary. Things that we were told could not happen have happened. 500,000 new manufacturing jobs, 4.8 million new jobs, a record stock market, even with some of the corrections. So America is on its way back. I have great affection, and I remain a strong and loyal supporter of the president.
Well, because he had a good relationship with Michael Cohen at one point, and then when the legal things got complicated,
I think my situation is quite different.
Mm. Do you think that Hillary Clinton should be indicted?
Anybody who is not asked a question from the media, yes, sir.
Are you consider yourself a law and order person, right?
I would say, generally speaking, yes.
So then do you not think that what you describe as process offenses should be prosecuted? Are you saying that they should not be prosecuted?
I think a process crime has to have intent and materiality, and let's see if that happens. And on the other crimes, let's see if they're even actually true. Yes?
Roger, I know you addressed this a little bit in your past interview, but there was a reference in the indictment to the notion of somebody being directed. I think you have sort of speculated as to who that might be. In the distance of time, the last 5 days, do you have any more sense as to what that's a reference to?
I have no idea because it's not true. Nobody directed me to do anything nor inquired. I did not coordinate anything with the Trump campaign or with WikiLeaks in terms of their disclosures. I had a tip, which turned out to be a very good one, about the significance and the October timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Everything else could be gleaned by setting a Google News alert and reading everything about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, or watching the WikiLeaks Twitter feed when I was not banned on Twitter. And therefore, my purpose was to hype the disclosures to draw voter and media attention to the ultimate release of material. That's called politics. That's what I do. It hasn't been criminalized in this country, at least not yet. Any more questions from the media? Yes.
In that filing today from the court, with the voluminous amount of evidence they have to go through, it mentions terabytes of data that they've collected. What do you think they're hoping to find in terabytes?
I could not speculate. I believe that, and I've said this before, I believe that over a two-year period, maybe even a two-and-a-half-year period, my emails, my text messages, my phone calls have been monitored. There's certainly.
All right, folks, this is live coverage of the Roger Stone, I Will Not Be Silenced, press conference in D.C. We're going to go to break, come back. I know he's got some final statements, and so does Ellen. I'm very thankful for GrudgeReport.com for helping break the electronic Berlin Wall and linking to it in the top middle column at GrudgeReport.com. And as soon as the press conference is over, it will be archived in full up there. There's two feeds, this live radio / TV feed that's happening right now, and then the live feed they've got that's commercial free. So if you don't want to hear me talking or the breaks that radio and TV stations have, I understand. Go to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com. You can find that page and watch it commercial free. But bottom line, know this. I told people, and I'm not at liberty to get into it. I don't know if my lawyers are right, man, I tell you. I've had Mueller try to set me up with the Russians like out of a movie, and then they leaked it. And then, even though I caught them and got them red-handed when it happened, and then they did it again, and then they did it again, and it's just like, at a certain point, I've given it to folks at Fox. I've given it to other people. They've got it all. And it's just like they know I'm not involved with Russians or anybody else. I'm a flaming Americana guy who nobody can buy off. Everybody knows that. And then they try to target my dad with the fact that Corsi worked here, claiming that hiring him was a payoff. And it just fundamentally makes me sick. Now, everything Roger told me was true about not working with WikiLeaks and all that. I don't like the Credico back and forth crap. If you want to be honest, the only place there's something is there, but then it's on record Credico was threatening him back. It's just as bad. It's, I guess, something they do in New York. Here in Texas, you threaten to kill somebody, you try to do it, you know. But just whatever. We're going to come back and get to more of the questions, live press conference. We've got a lot of other big breaking news coming up right now, but I'm still flipped out by the Virginia governor pushing organ harvesting of babies after they're born. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Official press conference has ended, but there's a whole bunch of press there. There's a melee, I'm told, about, and our feed cut out. They're trying to reboot the feed. It'll be linked on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has a link right there. It's that page that DrudgeReport.com's linked to. As soon as the feed gets back up, I'm told there's some type of melee happening. I don't want to report on it until it actually we know exactly what's going on, but it looks like something's happening there in the ballroom that we're, well, I'm not going to say it until we get Owen back on with us as soon as we can. Right now, so please stay with us. Obviously, they did not want this press conference to happen. They shut the press conference down Friday in Florida. They shut the press conference down in his arraignment on Tuesday. They're talking about the judge gagging him. She's already gagged a bunch of other people. She told people they couldn't fundraise to defend themselves. It's the same judge magically out of 30 plus judges in D.C., the computer just keeps picking her. It's like the same person winning the lottery three times in a row. So all of this garbage, all of this insanity continues. You know, this Politico, Roger Stone faces a gag order. He has a plan to resist it. So just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. As we're trying to get the feed reconnected and find out what's going on with whatever just happened, Pulse of Disruptor showed up or something's happening, the feed cut. So, again, I'm on the edge of my seat right now. We're going to find out as soon as we know at Infowars.com/show and that link on GrudgeReport.com. Let me just try to mid-air refueling. Because I got truth bombs I'm going to drop on the globalists forever. But if we don't get the funding, and I'm not complaining at the listeners and viewers, thank you for your support. You're incredible, but you don't understand. Starting like 3 years ago, they took all our internet sponsors. Then they wouldn't let us advertise on the Google platform. Then they took away all the online advertisers we had on InfoWars. They took away the discuss commenting section, so we wouldn't have thousands of comments per article, even though they were making money on that with their own ads. Then they took away our PayPal. Then they took away three of my other banks and got us down to one bank. Now we've got some backups. And I'm not complaining. This is what happened. And then, you know, they financed and ran all these lawsuits against us. And we got 16 thrown out and had four more to deal with. So they filed five more. Here's the thing. I'm not giving up because I know we've got truth and justice on our side. But it takes money to wage this war. I saw an article last week in the New York Times. We covered it here. Where BuzzFeed, that doesn't even have as big a fingerprint and footprint as we do in the media world, makes $300 million a year, but has to get $100 plus million extra money from the Democrats and Soros to stay afloat. And then I talk about our real numbers of bringing in $40 million a year or so, gross, but most of it's product sales. So an air filter, we might make $40 on. A water filter, at full price, we might make $80 on. Usually stuff's discounted. And so that's the problem. Out of $1 million of sales, we might get $200,000, $300,000 in here to fund things. So I'm not funding stuff with $40 million. I'm funding stuff with $10 million. And $10 million for what InfoWars is doing is unprecedented. That's what scares the living hell out of these people. If it sounds like a lot of money if you're just an average person working in a paper mill, I get it. But when you've got 100-plus employees and crew, we run our whole show here, our whole operation, our own janitors, our own legal, our own accounting, our own researchers, camera people, producers, everything, writers, about 100 people. And when you're dealing with that and then breathing down your neck, I mean, we've learned to improvise a lot because they've taken everything away from us. And I'm not a victim, I'm a target. Like Tommy Robinson says, but they've cut us back to this position like an armored fork, like the Alamo. And, you know, I'm going to make a good case for liberty no matter what happens to us. I'm not going to cry if we get overrun and taken down. I'm going to keep swinging till the end because I believe a good example is what it's all about. But I'd really rather continue on and be victorious and not give the enemy a victory. But the enemy's biggest victory is that I don't like to promote things and sell things, even if they're great products. I like to stay focused on news and information. And so here's the deal. I talk about the products I think are the best, even though they're not our best sellers. The products that we have are the very best. I mean, take fish oil, what it does for your heart, your brain, energy. I don't even usually take a nootropic if I'm up at 10 o'clock at night and I got to work till 3 a.m. on Coast to Coast AM or some show. I pop five fish oils. Nobody calls fish oil a nootropic. Your brain's electrochemical. It's basically made out of what fish oil is. So I like to say Brain Force, which is a clean, high-quality nootropic. We went to the top producer and said, make it even stronger, the best brand in the country, and sell it for half the price. Because most folks just do nothing but advertising. They put nothing in the pill. So great, Brain Force is great. And a lot of folks are addicted to it, and they think it's wonderful, and it is the best. Fish oil is what floats my boat. I mean, I take it every morning right now. First thing I get up at 6 a.m. with my coffee, I bang back three big old fat juicy fish oils. And so our ultimate krill oil is even better than fish oil, what it does for your brain. But there's no way to denature it. It gives you the burps. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you can deal with it, it's it. The Ultimate Krill Oil is rocket fuel, baby. I mean, it's the next level. Ultimate Fish Oil, wildcrafted out of the fjords, amazing. Doesn't give you the burpees. Neither does Honor Roll. It's amazing for your kids, small caplets. But I tend to like Honor Roll. I'm a fish oil addict. I'm not going to lie. I gobble the stuff. Coffee's a thing of the past now. Brain Force is a thing of the past. And for different people, different things. I'm just telling you, fish oil is numero uno. Until. I was talking to the guys 2 years ago. And I said, what's the number one best-selling thing in supplements? What is Jeff Bezos' number one selling thing in Whole Foods and at Amazon that he owns? Even though his own publications attack me for selling the same thing he sells. And the answer was, it's energy drinks. And I said, look at all these dyes. Well, that's what triggers it, sir. You know, obviously the toxic chemicals, it's a drug. Dyes are really drugs. We're not going to do that. What if we put out the strongest natural thing with all the herbs that are wildcrafted to turbocharge the brain, that are slow release, so instead of 5 hours, 10 hours, with all the vitamins and minerals folks are already missing, with the amino acids for total upload? And the scientist said, you're absolutely right. Turbo Force. So let me explain something. Just like our information is game-changing and no one else has it, and it's obnoxious and explosive, and like everything, that old joke, is everything was more guilty, more wild, more strong, more out of control in the South. This is the chicken fried steak of gravy of steaks, ladies and gentlemen. But it's healthy and it's good. This is what happens when somebody runs a company that says, I believe people really want what the best is available, so that a lot of the price is actually the product and not the marketing. Instead, you get me up here telling you how great it is, instead of some $1 million ad with a bunch of hot chicks in Vegas dancing around. I don't think you want hot chicks in Vegas dancing around to sell you the product. You might want that in real life. What you want is to actually be straight shot. I want you to be annihilated by how good it is. I want you to go, holy mackerel, Jones is awesome. God, he never steers us wrong. Exactly. See, that's my sales tactic is, what's the best damn thing I ever had? Let me promote that. That's Turbo Force. Turbo Force, ladies and gentlemen, quite frankly, I can't take it. I can barely take Brain Force. It's mainly a nootropic. So I'm already a little wired, a little fast. So, like I said, I never had a problem with hard drugs. A few times I took it, I thought I was going to die. I took methamphetamine twice, cocaine twice, thought I was dying both times. Because I'm like on methamphetamine already all the time. I mean, that's how I am. Just I don't need it. But I'm telling you. This is all natural. This is healthy. This is what God gave us, not what the meth dealers give you. It is Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force. And I believe it is the ultimate energy drink that's healthy in the world, pre-workout, lifestyle enhancer, whatever you want to call it. But everything we sell, I've tried. And 6 months ago, the final version came in after many permutations. And I took a full dose at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was up at 4 a.m. So let me tell you, you need to be real careful with Turbo Force because it is the next level. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And it works well with Brain Force. One's a nootropic, one is total energy. I don't know what to call it. I just went to 3 top firms, and I said, I want the ultimate. And they all came with different, in fact, one guy is the most famous guru in the country. He's a medical doctor. We had to pay him a bunch of money just to give us this formula. He doesn't want his name associated, obviously, but this is it, folks. It's Turbo Force. Hour number 3 is straight ahead. The latest from the D.C. melee and the press conference. We've got our feet back up. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.